Problem-solving and decision-making are key skills in divine feminine healing accompaniment. Indeed, your clients will often face personal or professional challenges that require structured and creative thinking to find suitable solutions. As a practitioner, your role is to guide them through this process by providing them with effective tools and stimulating their ability to think out of the box. Problem-solving is a systematic approach that allows analyzing a problem situation, understanding its root causes, and developing relevant solutions. It usually takes place in several steps. 1. Clearly defining the problem. Help your client formulate the problem in a specific and objective manner, avoiding generalizations or judgments. For example, instead of saying, "I'm bad at communication," encourage her to specify, "I have a hard time expressing my disagreement with my manager for fear of conflict." 2. Analyzing deep causes. Explore with your client the different factors that contribute to the problem, whether internal, limiting beliefs, lack of skills, blocked emotions, or external, family context, company culture, material constraints. Use tools like the Ishikawa diagram or the 5-Whys technique for deep digging. 3. Generating creative solutions. Encourage your client to imagine as many possible solutions as possible, without censorship or judgment. Use brainstorming techniques such as lateral thinking, analogy, or mind mapping to stimulate creativity. Be sure to explore solutions at different levels: concrete actions, perspective changes, resources to mobilize. 4. Evaluating and selecting the best options. Help your client analyze the advantages and disadvantages of each solution, according to criteria such as effectiveness, feasibility, required resources, or potential risks. Use a decision matrix or a SWOT analysis to compare options objectively. 5. Planning implementation. Once the solution or solutions have been chosen, assist your client in developing a detailed action plan, defining steps, resources, deadlines, and success indicators. Also integrate a strategy to manage potential obstacles and resistances. Decision-making is closely linked to problem-solving. It is the ability to make enlightened and assumed choices in alignment with one's values and goals. To help your client develop this skill, you can offer her various tools such as clarification of values and priorities. Help her identify what is really important to her, what she deeply aspires to, in order to guide her decisions in a consistent and authentic way. Scenario analysis. Invite her to imagine the short, medium, and long-term consequences of each option, exploring the best and worst possible outcomes. This allows anticipating risks and opportunities and preparing accordingly. The test of projection into the future. Suggest her to project herself into 1 year, 5 years, or 10 years after having made such a decision and observe her emotional reaction. This intuitive technique often helps clarify what truly resonates. Consulting her inner circle of wisdom. Invite her to internally dialogue with different facets of herself, the inner child, the sage, the warrior, the lover, to gather their viewpoints and advice on the decision to make. This expands her perspective and accesses her deep wisdom. Meditation or creative visualization. Accompany her in a meditative process to connect with her intuition, receive messages from her unconscious or inner guide, and clarify her vision. Regular practice of meditation develops mental clarity and trust in her feelings. Beyond tools, it's essential to help your client develop an inner posture conducive to problem-solving and decision-making. This involves cultivating qualities such as curiosity and open-mindedness, being ready to explore new perspectives, to question her certainties, to learn from each situation, creativity and flexibility. Dare to break new ground, imagine original solutions, adapt to unforeseen circumstances with agility. Discernment and critical thinking. Take a step back, analyze information objectively, weigh the pros and cons without being influenced by cognitive or emotional bias. Responsibility and commitment. Assume her choices, take action with determination, persevere despite obstacles. Confidence and intuition. Dare to listen to her inner voice, trust her feelings, cultivate a kind relationship with herself. Developing problem-solving and decision-making abilities is an art that is cultivated throughout life. As a practitioner, you can offer your client a privileged space to experiment these skills in a safe and caring framework. Your role is to accompany her with gentleness and discernment, providing suitable tools and helping her develop her inner wisdom. Don't hesitate to share your own experiences of problem-solving and decision-making, showing your vulnerability and humanity. This will contribute to creating a bond of trust and authenticity with your client. You can also suggest her additional resources, books, videos, training, to deepen her mastery of these skills. The main point is to help your client develop her confidence in her ability to face life's challenges with creativity, discernment, and resilience. By guiding her on this empowerment journey, you offer her precious keys to become the heroine of her life and unleash her full potential. What a wonderful gift to see her blossom in her inner leadership. Key points to remember: problem solving and decision making are key skills in divine feminine healing accompaniment to help clients overcome their challenges. Problem solving is a process that has multiple steps. Define the problem, analyze the causes, generate creative solutions, evaluate options, and plan for implementation. Decision making involves making informed and confident choices. Tools like the clarification of values, scenario analysis, projection into the future, consulting her inner circle of wisdom, and meditation can help. Beyond tools, it's essential to develop qualities like curiosity, creativity, discernment, responsibility, and trust in one's intuition. The practitioner's role is to provide a caring space to experiment these skills, sharing tools and her own experiences. The goal is to support the client in strengthening her confidence in her ability to meet challenges with creativity and resilience to become the heroine of her life.